Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shiur, and we're continuing the Halachos of Lush on Shabbos. Now, one of the places where it's most negeya, the Issa of Lush, is regarding egg salad. Making Ayimit Tzvibel on Shabbos, the million Klal Yisrael to have eggs and onions on Shabbos, the Chassidim called Ayimit Tzvibel, eggs with onions, it's a minig Yisrael to have this on Shabbos. And the Shaila is, there's a problem of Lush when you mix the oil or the mayonnaise together with the eggs. So what is the correct way that's mutl chatchila to do this on Shabbos? So it depends. If someone makes these eggs with mayonnaise, it's much easier to find where it's mutl chatchila. And the reason is because we said there's two parts to lisha, two parts to kneading. First of all, adding the liquid to the food particles and then mixing it. If there is no iser when adding the liquid, so then, it's mutter idea shinui, mixing it with in an irregular manner. But if there's an isser when you add the liquid, if that alone is one of the parts of the isser of kneading, then it's much harder to come up with a shinui in a way to do it in an irregular manner where it's mutter l'chatchila. So if you're mixing the eggs with mayonnaise, since mayonnaise is not a liquid, so when you just add the mayonnaise to the eggs, nothing happens. There's no isser being done. The isser lost is only when I mix it. So the halacha is, as long as you mix it with a shinui gum, which means either you mix it with crisscross strokes, or you mix it with your bare hands, or you do a different shinui gum, or the halacha is it's mutter lechatchila to make this type of egg salad on Shabbos. That means to add the mayonnaise to the eggs, you don't have to reverse any order, you just put it in, and you mix it in an irregular manner, either crisscross strokes, or with your bare hand, and then it's mutter to do this on Shabbos. The shaila is, when you're using oil, so there, it's more problematic. Why? Because when you add the oil to the eggs, that alone is an isalisha. And then when you mix it, it's not a part of the isalisha. So good in the mixing, I could do a shinui. But what do I do when I add the oil to the eggs? We said that when it comes to a thick mixture, blila ava, there's no way to be mutter l'chatchila when you add liquid to the mixture on Shabbos. But we did say that there are a few exceptions where it's mutter to make a thick mixture on Shabbos, even though you're adding liquid. And the two exceptions were either for tinuk or in a case where that food will not be as good if it was made from before Shabbos. So here when it comes to making eggs on Shabbos, there are some who have the minigas that they make it before Shabbos. They make the eggs before Shabbos and therefore alleviating the problem of lush on Shabbos. But lemaisa, if someone uses chalent eggs for the egg salad, or even regular eggs, it's definitely much better, more tastier if it's done on Shabbos itself. And therefore, this would be applicable, this heter, that it's better on Shabbos. So therefore, you'll have the heter to reverse the order, plus do a shinui in the mixing. So therefore, if someone wants to make the ayimit tzvibel on Shabbos, first of all, when he adds the oil, he should do it in a different way. Maybe push all the eggs to one side and put the oil straight into the bowl and then afterwards mix it. And when you're mixing it, you should mix it with a shinui. That means either with crisscross strokes or by hand. And this way, it would be mutter to do this on Shabbos lechatchila, because since it's not as good, if you had it from before Shabbos, therefore mutter lechatchila. But there are some in Klal Yisrael had a midig to do it without any shinui. And the shaila is there any limud chus? And I'm yet to share, the next year, we will talk about, is there any limud chus for those that make the egg salad without any shinui on Shabbos?